This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Vincent Finelli. You know, hour number two, class. This is hour number two, 5 Minute University, and some of the things that are on my mind. You know, I had a chance to speak publicly, or I have a chance to speak publicly, and it'll be in the next couple of months, here in Missouri, and in front of a large group. And I'm wondering, is that something that you'd be interested in, seeing me in person, speaking publicly? And if so, what would you want me to speak about? And this will be me being on stage with some other notables for about an hour to an hour and a half. And this will be in near our farm. You know, it's not our venue, but there is an opportunity for me to speak. And would you be interested in hearing me talk about starting your own business and how to do it and how to save an enormous percentage of your new business in taxes so that you can realize the same tax benefits that some of the wealthy movers and shakers take advantage of, like former president? Would you be interested in that? How to turn your passion into a business that would work? I could talk about that. I could talk about some other things. So if you're interested in seeing me in person, maybe saying hello and listening to a presentation in Missouri, send me an email, please. Instructor@USAprepares.com, instructor@USAprepares.com. And I'd love to know what you would like me to speak about. I was thinking about teaching how to start your own business. And, when I do that, I challenge the audience to find something wrong with what I'm saying and stop me immediately and say, wait a minute. Prove that, or tell me more about why you say that. So that's something I do. So, class, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear in the media. And I've been saying that for a long time, about 12 years, publicly. And the reason I'm saying that is because I knew 12 years ago that there's a lot of disinformation, misinformation, and confusing presentations on the Internet. And I knew it would be very difficult to figure out what's true. And it is. It really is. And if you believe the things that the administration is saying, you'll end up broke. Okay, so those are some thoughts. I got a letter. I'm really excited. Now, I think I won the lottery. And I know you might think that I'm bragging. But don't worry. You probably have a good opportunity to get one of these letters, too. It says 2023 Notice of Change in Valuation of Real Property. Then it says Notice to Taxpayer. If your assessed value has increased, it may increase your real property taxes, which are due December 31st. If you do not agree with the new value of your property, you must appeal the value on or before June 9th, 2023, by contacting your assessor, and then there's a phone number. It says this is not a tax bill. Okay, so I won the lottery, and our assessment has gone up. I haven't done a single thing that would change the value of our real property taxes. Nothing. Nothing permanent has been added to our property. Nothing permanent. And so they want more. So how much has it gone up? About 11%. So what do you do? What do you do in a situation like that? Well, it's real simple. There's a phone number there. Right after the broadcast, I'm going to call that phone number and say, oh, I'm delighted. Thanks so much for letting me know that you believe that our property is worth more than it was last year. And I'm looking forward to learning why. And I will go to the appointed location at the appointed time with lots of questions. Like, how is it that my land has gone up when the yield of the hay crop has gone down 50%? How could my land go up when it no longer supports as many cows as it used to? How is that possible? That's just one question. And I have a lot of questions. And so if your United States Postal Service mailbox ends up with a letter like this, you can challenge the increase in your taxes. And every time I get one, I challenge it. And every time I challenge it, I win. So why are the valuations of our house and our property going up? From what I can tell, housing prices are coming down. The housing market is in the beginning of collapse mode. People are broke. So why is the corrupt state of Missouri saying that the value of our property is going up? That's what I want to know. And I'm going to challenge it. And I suggest you consider challenging yours as well. Now, most people are terrified to do this because they think, well, it's only gone up 11%. You know, maybe they don't know about such and such, the porch that we extended by 1.5 feet. Or maybe they don't know about that awning we put on that window. Or maybe they don't know that we put some new windows in the back of the house because the old windows were rotten. Or maybe they don't know about the new roof. So most people don't challenge the valuation of their property. Now, if you put on a new roof, generally it's because the old one leaked, right? I don't know anybody who puts on a new roof and says, you know, honey, let's go for another color. Let's spend $30,000 or $20,000 on a roof and change the color, you know, along with the appliances. I don't know anybody who does that. I have read about stupid people who like a new look for appliances, and they will buy the new cheesy Asian appliances that don't last very long because they like the look of the new stainless steel skins. But I don't know anybody who's replaced a roof because they want to change the color. Now, people, when they do replace the roof, sometimes change the color, but they don't replace the roof just to change the color. Okay, so I'm going to challenge mine, and I'm going to lead by example, and I'll tell you what happens. You know, I'll tell you how it plays out. Now, chicken feed used to be $7.70 a bag of 50 pounds. Not anymore. It's closer to $15. Well, that sounds like inflation, doesn't it? Oh, it is. It is. It seems to me that the middle class is being squeezed out of existence. It really does. So those of us who try to do better, try to restore the land, try to be good stewards of the land, try not to destroy the land, not take advantage of the land that we have, we're in a bad position in terms of what the machine wants us to do. They're squeezing us every possible way that we can. And it seems to me that our food supply is now second rate. It used to be the best in the world. Why is it? I'm just asking rhetorically. Why is it that pasta now has bugs in it? Why? Didn't used to. It didn't used to. But now, and I've called the companies that manufacture pasta, like Berea. So what's up with the pasta? And they say, well, yeah, it can't possibly come in from the pasta. It's got to be coming from something else. Really? These bugs are hatching out of the pasta. They are popping their way out of the noodles. They're not digging their way into the noodles. They're popping out of the noodles. And Bria tells me it can't happen because they really heat the raw ingredients to a temperature which would kill those bugs. Well, obviously something's wrong. So there's a style of pasta called bucatini, and I think it's the best. I really do. So it's a spaghetti noodle, but it's like a pipe. It's like a straw. Remember in elementary school, you get a milk carton with a really tiny, thin straw? Well, bucatini is like that. It's like that straw. The wall of the bucatini is a little thicker than the wall of a straw for using with a small milk carton. But what I've seen is just unbelievable. These little buggers are living inside the tube, not on the outside, inside. They're hatching, and they're trying to crawl their way out of the spaghetti bucatini tubes. Now, bucatini is probably one of the more expensive styles of pasta. But I think it's really the best. And I bought some as a treat, and it was probably $2 a pound when I bought it. And it expired a couple months. Well, it didn't expire. It was best used by 2 months ago, 3 months ago, something like that. So what happened? These bugs have been trying to hatch their way out for months, way before the best use by date. So what is the best use by date? When you call up these companies, they say, oh, no. You should have used it before then? Way before then? Or does that mean it's best if it's used by then? And it's not the best if you use it after then. But does that mean that it's best if you use it before the bugs hatch, which is somewhere before the best use by date? I don't get it. It seems to me that we're falling down. It seems like whoever was in charge of paying attention to the quality assurance of the food that is manufactured, they're not paying attention. Like when you bite into some spaghetti sauce and there's grit in it, and you didn't do it. It came in the jar of the sauce. Did that happen to any of you? Peach pits in cans of peaches? Has that happened to you? Have you broken a tooth yet? Cracked one right down the middle? What we're experiencing second-rate food in what used to be the best. And we have no leadership. There's nobody to call. Who are you going to call? Who are you going to call? Companies don't even have phone numbers anymore. Just try to find phone numbers to call customer service. They're all hidden. You've got to write them down when you get them and keep the notes so you know what the number is, because it's harder to find the next time when you go to search on the Internet. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today was another thing is buy the tool before you do the job. And what am I talking about? Well, sometimes you could use a handsaw to cut that piece of wood, and that's okay. But if you're going to cut a lot of pieces of wood, why not get the right tool to make the job a lot easier, a lot more precise, and have less waste? Why not?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I've got some of the controls here. Jason's got the rest. And let's see. So about these tools. What I've done is, over the years, as I embark on a large project, like building a house, I decided to buy the tools that we needed to build the house. So, for example, I don't buy them new, generally. Sometimes I buy them refurbished. That'd be as close to new as I would get. But I needed to cut a lot of molding, a lot of molding. So what I did was I bought a DeWalt compound miter saw. And this saw will make those compound cuts, internal corners, external corners, and do it perfectly so as to not mess up the molding, the floor molding, the chair rail molding and the picture rail molding. So that's what you can do, and you can buy the tools first. And I learned this a long time ago when I found out that I could use a socket that came with a car to change the spark plugs. Just a socket that was hammered out of a heavy sheet of steel, but it didn't fit very well, and it would break the porcelain part of the sockets. So I learned that the right tool would be a socket with a rubber insert. And it was made by Husky, and I bought a tool kit for $19.95 back in the 60s. And you know what? I still have that exact tool kit with the metal box and all the sockets. So if you buy the right tool, it can last a long time. That's one of the tools that I did buy new. But, you know, the expensive tools like the table saws and the radial arm saws and those kinds of tools, I buy them used. And let's see, we've got Kyle. Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. You know, You were talking about the bugs in the budellini and the grit in your spaghetti sauce. And I think you're just being too hard. Those migrants have to have a place to work. And you know, yeah. And so they're doing the best they can with a 70 IQ. That's the best money that we can spend to bring them in, you know. And you were talking about tools, and I had just a thought. If you've got to do a lot of heavy duty of putting in lots of screws, and they're like deck type screws or any kind of screw pretty much except for doing drywall. Man, do I love those little impact drivers. And I prefer, my son bought me one a few years ago, a DeWalt 20 volt. And I have used that. I bet I put in 3,000 or 4,000 screws at least. And they will take, depending on the driver, they will take a 6-inch lag screw or type of not a lag screw, the big wood screws, the ones that's got the Torx on them. They'll take those 6 inches and, I mean, literally bury it. I am just amazed at how good they work. And you're right, you know, getting the right tool will save you time. It will allow you to be more precise. I have a little, also a 20 volt DeWalt circular saw, and it's not the biggest blade, but it'll cut through a 2x4 or two. I mean, even it'll cut up to 3 inches deep. And with a 5 amp hour battery in that thing, I have used it for hours. Just had incredible luck with it. So I own quite a few of those battery powered tools. And if you think about a grid down situation, it doesn't pull much to plug in 3 or 4 of those batteries, while you're, you know, if you're running your generator to, vacuum the house or fill up the water tank or, run your freezers for a while, those little battery chargers are not going to put enough of a load on your system to cause anything to trip. I like that because that then gives you hours of being able to work on something without the generator running.
Yeah, and if you can do some sawing up, repairing a roof, for example, it's kind of nice not having that cord, which, you know, you could lose your footing by tripping over the cord. So there are some reasons for it. And we have some DeWalt tools here, and we have Milwaukee. And ours are 18 volts. We've standardized on that. And we'll be right back with Kyle.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. President Biden over the weekend claims he would be blameless in the event that the USA defaults on its debt in the coming days. Biden made the claim during a news conference in Hiroshima, Japan.
Well, I got to be careful here. I think there are some MAGA Republicans in the House who know the damage that it would do to the economy. And because I am president and the president's responsible for everything, Biden would take the blame, and that's the one way to make sure Biden's not reelected.
ExxonMobil is looking past gasoline by drilling for something other than oil, lithium. Exxon recently purchased drilling rights to a sizable chunk of land in Arkansas where it plans to produce lithium. Exxon is said to have bought 120,000 gross acres in the Smackover formation of southern Arkansas from Galvanic Energy for at least $100 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, so class, it really makes sense to have some of these tools. The battery packs are really expensive, outrageously expensive, but it is really delightful to be able to climb on the roof or get in the rafters and, you know, with one of these small saws. We've got one that's a little over 6 inches. It's an 18-volt Milwaukee, so it's not a 7.25-inch circular saw. It doesn't have the torque, but if you go slowly, it can do a great job. And we have the same battery packs that are used on our 18-volt Milwaukee impact drill. So right now, our son and Mrs. Fennelly are in the garden, and they've got that 18-volt drill that we must have had for, it's got to be 6 or 7 years now. And our son bought an auger many years ago. It's like for drilling a hole in the ground for fence posts, but it's small. It's maybe 18 inches long, and he's got it attached to this cordless drill. and he's drilling holes through the plastic that we put down yesterday for the garden, and Mrs. Finelli and he are planting the plants, the tomato plants and the pepper plants, and so drilling the hole, and then the soil is all loosened up after we rototilled it, and it works really, really nicely. And now this tool is probably about $20 for the auger. Of course, it's made in China, and if your soil is relatively easy on it, it should last a lifetime. It really should, even though it's made in China. Then we have two other tools that I think are noteworthy. One of them is made by Porter Cable, Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, C-A-B-L-E. And this is a small 4.5-inch trim saw. Now, the reason I bought this, it's a very small saw, but there were times that I was on the ladder putting siding up on the side of a house, lap siding, and just handling a heavy skill worm drive circular saw was just too much. Just too much. You squeeze the trigger on that worm drive saw, and it actually jumps. So if you're working on a flat surface on a bench, that's fine. But up in the air, not so fine, at least not for me. And I really like that trim saw by 4.5-inch Porter Cable saw. And then the last one is a scroll saw. It's a jigsaw or a saber saw, but it has a pivot where you can turn the direction of the blade 360 degrees. Really handy. It's a Craftsman. I bought it probably darn close to 40 years ago, maybe a little more. Still use it, not often, but when I need it, and it works great. So those are a few specialized tools that we have. You don't use the 4.5-inch circular trim saw very often, but it sure was nice when I was using it to put siding on, you know, on our buildings. Back to you, Kyle.
Yeah, I just got a couple of things, and I actually only had just a few minutes to call in, and I was listening, so I thought I'd jump in, especially on the, you know, bugs in your spaghetti. So the other saw, the other battery-powered unit that I didn't think I would use as much, but I have used it like crazy, is called an oscillating saw. It's got a blade, and you can get different size, different blades on it, and it attaches and detaches. It's a replaceable blade, and it's sort of like the kerf of a hacksaw, but it's on a small blade about 2 inches or so wide, and it vibrates back and forth. And you can get metal cutting ones, and you can get ones that'll cut sheetrock, and of course they'll do almost anything. But my goodness, I have used it and used it and used it, and I love it, especially if I'm in tight spots trying to have to cut something where, you know, getting in there with a hacksaw, or getting in, you know, even the pointy type hacksaws, this thing is just an amazing tool, and I've had really good luck with it. The other thing I would say about buying used tools, especially if you're going to buy like a circular saw and it's battery powered, make sure you take a 90 degree try the, you know, the 90 degree, can't even remember what they're called now, you know, I'm having a mental block, where you're trying to, you're a tri-square kind of a thing where you got 90 degrees that's true. And when the blade is locked in the speed square, when the blade is locked in zero on your gauge for the saw, make sure that that is actually zero. Because I got one time for free, and I still use it, but the reality is, in order to have that blade be perfectly 90 degrees, it's actually showing 3 degrees on the gauge of the saw. So you want to make sure that what you're buying is, you know, what you think you're buying, and so you get something that you don't have to continually think about. Now, that's the only one I have that does that, and so I'm used to it, and I'm always looking for it to be at 3 degrees if I have to cut a perfectly straight board. But I just wanted to throw in a few things there, Vince, for the show. But anyway, I've got to run. I can't listen. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I just had a real quick question for you. Okay.
Okay.
It sounds like that saw might have been dropped, but that's not my question. The question that I have for you is, I've got an ignition lock cylinder on my Mercedes 1996. I can't turn the key. I mean, I've got this thing stuck in the barn. I can't get it out. It's the transmission stuck in park because I can't turn the key. The question is, this is a real big problem. It's a $1,000 problem. And I'm thinking I'm going to have to drill out the lock cylinder. Have you ever drilled out an ignition lock cylinder?
I have not, Vince. I'm sorry. I've seen it done, but I wasn't there to watch the whole thing from start to finish. I have seen, I do know that a guy, the one time I saw a guy do that, it wasn't in a Mercedes, but he did drill a hole in there and twisted in, I hate to say this, he twisted in a slide hammer into that and popped that out. Took the whole lock out, and it did break some stuff, but he couldn't hardly get it out any other way. So that's, and I'm sure that's probably not the way to do it, but it's the only way I saw it done.
Okay. Well, I'm toying with, you know, different ways of doing this. I mean, taking the entire dash apart, taking the steering column out. I mean, this thing is designed so you can't steal it. I mean, it really is. It's not like a Kia that, you know, that's the vehicle of choice for joyriders. This one is really, really hard. And, but anyway, I'm wrestling with this. I've been working on this for about a couple months, and I don't want to destroy the vehicle, and it's hard to get some parts for it. And that's another thing. It's really getting hard to get certain parts for vehicles and tractors and other equipment. It's really getting to be serious, Class. So,
Vince, I will see you on Thursday, partner.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah,
Kyle,
me too. I've got Kyle some things I want to talk about. Yeah.
Thank you,
Kyle. Bye-bye, partner.
Yeah. Kyle's always, it's always a treat to teach with Kyle. So, this car is a real problem. And I have the replacement lock cylinder. I've got it. I mean, all you have to do is put the key in, turn it, two positions to the right, and then you pull out the lock cylinder. It's so simple. Except the key won't turn. And, so the lock cylinder's worn out. And this, you know, if you look on the internet, you'll find all these YouTube channels saying, oh, yeah, but they don't tell you how to fix it because no one really knows a good way of fixing it. Nobody knows a good way of fixing it. People will say, yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll show you how to do it, and it's a commercial for about 5 minutes that tells you to buy the video on how to do it. I'm not doing that. I'll figure it out myself before I succumb to buying into a commercial on leading me into teasing me, saying, I'm going to show you how to do it or teach you how to do it. Okay, so we talked about pasta and bugs. And here's an interesting thing. This happened, it's happening right now on our farm. We have in for repair an International Harvester tractor. International Harvester is a great, great tractor. We own one as well. Ours is from the 80s. This one's from the 70s. And it has a leak, actually a couple leaks. One of the leaks is in the power steering system. And a real simple part, bolt on, a few hydraulic fittings, and you could replace it. Except for the part is $1,000. 5 hours to get in and get out. You know, take the tractor apart, 5 hours of labor. So what would a shop charge? I don't know, maybe $100 an hour. So $500 for the labor, and then you have to get the tractor to the shop, which is probably another couple hundred dollars. And then the parts of $1,000 for a tractor that's probably worth $4,000. So $1,500 to repair the steering of a tractor that's worth $4,000. Same tractor has another problem, the brakes. And the master cylinder that allows you to apply pressure to the brakes. Leaks hydraulic fluid. Can't get the parts. Well, you can. They're in England. You can get, or Europe. You can get them from England. You can get them from other parts of Europe. Or you can get them from China. Now, who wants to spend 5 hours replacing parts that are rubber parts that come from China? We know that the Chinese rubber parts are substandard, right? In many cases. So I think, class, what I'm telling you, well, I know what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that going down this road, it's going to be harder and harder and harder to keep older tractors that are otherwise fine in the field. It's going to be harder to keep them usable because of getting parts. Here's another thing. So a Mitsubishi vehicle, we've had that in the shop, and it's a silly thing. To change the spark plugs, you have to remove the intake manifold, and you have to buy an intake manifold gasket. So to change 6 spark plugs is a multi-hour job. And, of course, you need spark plugs. And if you're going to get in there, you're going to want to replace the ignition wire set because you don't want to leave the old wires in there that have been running for, let's say, 150,000 miles on the chance that they may fail. And they're flimsy. I mean, really, really, really flimsy. So we've done the job, put the spark plugs in, everything's fine, put the new wires in, and then the new wires arc. These wires, typical ignition wires, are about the diameter of a number 2 pencil or a little larger in diameter than that. These wires in this Mitsubishi are about a little bit thicker than the mouse cord on your desktop computer. A little bit thicker than the cord of the mouse. And they leak. When I say they leak, you start the vehicle up and you can hear the spark plugs firing because the high voltage is leaking right through the wires connecting to ground. So what do you do? Well, a temporary fix is you can put wire loom, which is a split loom, flexible plastic shielding that's used on trailer wiring. You can use that. But it's not a real good permanent fix. It's just a temporary kind of a fix. It might last a few thousand miles. It might last longer. But under high heat circumstances, like getting close to the exhaust manifold, not a good idea at all. But in this Mitsubishi, it kind of worked. But why are we buying wires from China that don't work in the first place? Why is that? So the replacement parts, defective right out of the box.
If you're concerned,
Charles will be right with you.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Charles is with us in Ohio. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning, Vincent. I hope you're well and all the class.
Yeah.
I just heard you speaking about the lock cylinders, and I've had occasion to fool with them a little bit. And I know you're familiar, you explained all this before, but what you have is the key goes into the cylinder, and it's setting the depth for the lock pins that fit into the outer part of the cylinder. And
yeah, that's right.
What I did to defeat it, I just took like an eighth-inch drill bit. And you want to probably measure the depth of engagement before you stick your drill in there. But I just took and I drilled out the top part where the key engaged so that it had, so that all of those little cylinders that were spring-loaded into the key, they pushed themselves out. Now, you'll have to drill it out once, pull the drill out, let the tension push them up, and then drill it a couple times again, and then you should be able to turn it with a screwdriver.
Let's see if I've got this right. So this is a double-sided key. It's got upper pins and lower pins, and it's got at least five of each. And so you're saying drill the upper portion where the pins contact the key, drill that out so that the pins release themselves and fall down.
Right.
And do the same with the bottom, and then pins that actually lock the cylinder no longer engage, and then you can just pull those pins out, maybe with a small tool or a dental pick, and then just turn the cylinder with a screwdriver. I think you got it. I really think you've got it.
Well, even with the double-sided key, you could probably use a larger drill bit and do it in one deal rather than doing it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
well,
yeah,
this is
it worked for me.
It's a cast aluminum lock cylinder insert, mm-hmm, in a cast aluminum locking assembly. So I don't want to break that because I don't even know if I can get another one of those. But I think you've got it. And I've got those the drills that are hard enough to do it, and it's kind of soft metal anyway. So the idea is just to drill out enough so that the pins will fall out of their locking position. I think you've absolutely got it.
Yeah, it worked for me. It was a Ford lock. It was a double-sided key like yours. And, it wasn't that difficult job.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Charles, nobody on the Internet came up with that solution. Nobody. You're the only one.
Oh, don't believe that. There's always, everything I think of, usually given time, here somebody else thought of the same thing, you know, probably before I did. You know, necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty close to using a big hammer.
No, this ought to do it. Not to be able to get out without doing any damage.
Yeah, no, right. So I don't want to damage it any further. I mean, I have a perfectly good working vehicle, except I can't use it because of this key. And, you know, these keys have become a real problem. And I think the automakers, Mercedes won't even sell us a blank. You can't go to Mercedes and say, yo, I just want to get a spare key. They won't make one because there's so few of them left. They say that, we have to diagnose the vehicle first. So it's tow the vehicle there, and then $190 for them to go, it's busted.
Well, you could probably take your steering column out and take it to them.
Well, that's what my son said. He said, hey, Dad, let's just take the steering column and just bring it in and say, you diagnose this, please.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. Well, for my opinion of American and all manufacturing, it's to make your product so that the individuals, once they purchase it, they can't fix it, they can't improve it, they can only upgrade it, and we'll give you a deal. Come on in.
Yeah. Charles, there is this belief. People who have vehicles that have some amount of problems, let's say the water pump's leaking, let's say the air conditioning doesn't work, they think that getting another vehicle, a newer one, you know, almost brand new or brand new, is going to solve their problems. They really think that. But they discount the fact that there's problems with that replacement vehicle already, whether it's brand new or not. I mean, brand new vehicles, if you listen to Kyle, who was in the capacity of a new dealership, of making sure that the new vehicles actually were fixed before the customer got them. I'm talking about a brand new vehicle right from the big three. They were broken before the customer took delivery of a new vehicle. He had to fix them with sheets of repair items that needed to be addressed because they weren't fixed during manufacturing. So the idea that a different vehicle is going to solve your problems is quite ludicrous on the surface, at least in my world. Any quick comments?
Oh, no, Charles? I agree. I mean, but for my mind, it's dance with the devil that bought you.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that the vehicle that you own is the least expensive one to continue using, even if it doesn't need to be repaired.
Absolutely, and it's better for the environment than building a new one.
I'm with you. Charles, thank you so much. Let us know when you want to come on and teach class, for another hour or so or two.
Speak to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Charles.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.